It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today, in the course of helping Nick to address his productivity issues, I introduce him to a groundbreaking book from my distant past. It's a book that helped to jettison me from a cushy corporate corner office into a tiny creative company of my own. I hope it's still in print, because after you hear me talk about this book and its brilliant author, you're going to want to grab a copy of your own. Check it out. What time is it? Okay, we're good. We're good. What time do you have to leave?
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, good. I like to ask that question.
I'm trying to avoid responsibility right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
good,
a little
I can
bit.
Help with that. What, you've been feeling too responsible?
I've been feeling too, like, can't get back to sea level. And this is my spiral when that starts to happen, is that I'm just like, okay, I'm going to just cocoon.
Okay.
And not do cocaine. And
good on both counts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's good to cocoon sometimes, really,
it
just
is.
To pull yourself out.
I think it's hard for me to start back up. That's the problem that I have.
It is.
So,
it is. So you're playing your jump start now.
Yeah.
So, or you can plan it from within.
Well, I got started today. I'm going to go back and I'll get back on it and we'll get it sorted.
But I would call it not a cocoon. I would call it an escape pod.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Because you're
so
stepping
I'm on a ship in space.
Right, right.
And I get on the escape pod.
And the escape pod says, I know eventually I'm coming back to the ship.
Oh, okay.
But I need a certain amount of momentum to jettison myself from this ship.
So there's a cord.
Someplace if it's
attached.
That doesn't have to be. You can have fly that pod back. It may be a pod that you can. I like to think of it as one that's self-propelled.
Okay.
So that you could.
But if I want to do, I could keep going.
Well, why do you have to stay connected is the thing. I think that umbilical cord, it will allow the disease to continue to flow into you from the vehicle.
Or that attachment will not allow me to completely detach.
Well, exactly. You're going to so this is the thing. There's a book that I read just before I left the corporate world by a guy named Gordon McKenzie, who I had the chance to spend time in the room with. Brilliant, brilliant soul. And it's called Orbiting the Giant Hairball. And it's crazy, but he used to be a Hallmark cards executive, and he basically described himself as somebody.
Did he do all the drawings and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. We watched one of his videos in one of my MBA classes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gordon McKenzie. Yeah. Okay. So I got to be in the room with him where he hung those drawings on clotheslines.
Yeah.
And then you choose any topic you want, and he would show you the brilliance of this simple idea. I actually adopted that technique for our training that I did that follows up Burn in the Box, and it's. Really, he's a brilliant soul, but Orbiting the Giant Hairball, the basic concept is all corporations, all work situations, they're hairballs. And if you get too close, you get immersed in the hairball. You get sucked in and you get stuck. But what you have to do is figure out how to orbit it close enough that you can benefit from its resources, but not so close that you get sucked into its vortex. And this is how he managed to survive in the corporate world of Hallmark for as long as he did, because he's like, I would not live in that hairball. I would orbit it and I would extract the things I need and I would shine them back on people. He had one of his things was he adopted the full creative crew, the card writers and drawers at a Hallmark, or at least for one big division of them. And they all had cubicles. They were all in cubicles. So he took them out to an antique store and he let each one of them buy a door for their cubicle, a completely unique door for their cubicle. Just something symbolic that would allow them to feel like A, I have my own space, and B, this is a reflection of who I am, not just these sterile cubes. And he says that simple little step helped them all to unleash their individual creativity and know it was okay to be that person. So anyways, he was a cool person. And my point here is this. Orbit the hairball. Doesn't mean attach yourself to one of the hairs. Just let it go.
I got so much hair.
Yeah, you do. It's a truth. It is truth. What's the most stressful part of your life right now?
I think it's the perception that I need to be more productive.
Is it your perception or somebody else's?
No, mine.
Okay.
Self-perception, like get up. Okay, I should have these 2 hours and I should be able to do all this stuff in 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it's, you know, these kind of sprints that I used to be able to do.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I'm either not as focused or I was never really doing that. Like they only exist in my mind that I was able to sit down and do these things.
That is like super insightful retrospect. Yeah. It might be that thing. Cause like, who knows?
When I was younger, I was able to do this and this and this. And it's like, well, Yeah. Hang on.
Maybe not.
Maybe you did that once.
Yeah. Okay. Memory is a funhouse mirror, right? Yeah. So that's, you see it, but it's distorted. It's the way it goes.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Orbiting the Giant Hairball, written by Gordon McKenzie, published originally in 1996, is still available new, but there are plenty of used copies out there. I would be remiss, not only as a used bookstore owner, but as a human on planet Earth, if I didn't mention that you should buy used books whenever you can, because it saves the landfills. And you can go to YouTube, and if you search really hard, Gordon McKenzie, Orbiting the Giant Hairball, you gotta look for the video with him in it, not people talking about him. There's a very entertaining video of him talking about some of these concepts and some of the adventures that he's been on. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.